your home for a little bit of time, I think, this summer. You helped out with a little bit with this camp, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I got to hang out with some of the guys, got to help out with the SCA camp. It was good to catch up with some of my old teammates and kind of look ahead towards the future of Bison tennis. So it was good to see.
And you like what you see, I'm sure, following it last year in your first year of college and seeing some of the talent coming back. Yeah, I think they're going to have, would you agree, they're going to have a pretty good year coming up, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, fans always going to work hard and, you know, returning some guys are going to lose. Peyton and Joel, they were pretty crucial in that championship season last year. But, you know, it's going to be a deep squad for them this year. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
Have you ever had some talks with some of those guys on what college tennis, or have they asked you questions on what college tennis, you know, comparison high school to college tennis? Maybe there might be another one or two of those guys this year or next year, maybe kind of consider college tennis a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I'm back home and the weather's nice, I always try to hit with Dan, and I think he's, from what I've talked to him, he seems like is pretty interested in taking his game to the next level. So, you know, college tennis thing is the sooner you realize that it's not too much different from high school, the better you're going to end up. Big things are is just obviously the level of play, and it's a lot more physical. So, you know, to some of those guys that want to take it to the next level, big thing is proving your physicality and your cardio, but other than that, it's not too big of a difference.
That first year there at Coe College, Isaac, could it have went any better? I mean, you stepped right in there. You got a lot of playing time as a freshman. I think you were pretty happy about that first year, weren't you?
Yeah, it went pretty well. I mean, in the fall seasons are individual season. It was starting to go a bit rough, so starting to get a bit worried. Wasn't quite where I wanted to be, and then in the springtime, you know, got back from winter break, kind of tough, not being able to get much court time in, so it was a bit frustrated when I got back, but, you know, our first scrimmage we played Iowa Central, a very solid JUCO, and ended up beating their 8 guy, so that kind of kick-started my season, and the rest of the season, you know, went pretty well, had some good results, so. Yeah, I can't complain at all.
So during the winter months, do they have some indoor facilities that you guys can work out and try to keep up with your game and get ready for the spring?
Yeah, we actually have very good indoor facilities here. It's kind of a blessing for a lot of D3 schools. But, you know, being back home, not so much. So, yeah, I mean, when we got back, it was nice being able to get back on court right away, but you know, kind of that time, about a month not being on court that much, and, you know, pretty much everyone else is, so kind of set me behind, but I was able to get back going.
First year in the American Rivers Conference, and your honorable mentioned when the postseason awards came out, that had to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised by that, to be honest, but, yeah, it was a nice surprise. You know, I kind of suggest that made some contributions to the team in our good season, and, you know, that's the biggest thing, but, you know, there's a lot of really solid players in the conference, so it was definitely an honor.
How many teams are in that conference? Is it a big conference?
So we have about, I think we have 9 teams in the conference.
And what's the best team in the conference? Last year, right, in your first year, what was the best team in the conference?
So we pretty much every year in tennis, it's between us and Luther. Last couple of years, Luther's kind of gotten the best of us, but still try to stay pretty competitive with them. So,
and you played both singles and doubles, both. So, get you've obviously played that in the past, but got a little taste of playing both in the fall and spring. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, it was nice. It was kind of pretty solid in the singles lineup, kind of went in and out of the doubles lineup, just really good experience in college, especially in the doubles. It's that's kind of the biggest difference between high school and college tennis is the doubles. There's just so much strategy and everything in the doubles. So it was definitely a great experience.
You had a chance to team up with, I do believe, a young man from Lee Summit, Missouri, who is, I think, also going to be a sophomore. So it was kind of two freshmen out there a lot during the doubles play at times, weren't there?
Yeah, you know, I started the season with another freshman. Had some good matches with him, but still weren't quite getting the results we wanted. So we kind of switched some things up. Yeah, it was my teammate Grant from Lee's Summit, and he's a bigger guy, has a huge serve, and you know, I don't have quite as big of a serve, but I can put away a volley at the net, so kind of worked out for a bit. And then, you know, we kind of dealt with some other injuries and that sort of thing on the team, so towards the end of the season, I ended up finishing with he's going to be a junior, his name's Alex, he's a Spaniard, so got to finish the season with him and had some good results there as well. So,
and one good thing, looking at your look at the website, your 23-24 team, you got a lot of those kids, if not everybody, back, don't you?
Yeah, it's funny. Our coach said that this last year's team was the second youngest team he's ever had. We only had one senior, and he's actually finishing up his career at Wisconsin Whitewater. But yeah, I mean, we had the rest, we had, I think, three freshmen and three sophomores on the team. So, or two sophomores on the starting lineup. So, and you know, we got a huge recruiting class coming in that's full of really good players. So we're going to be a solid team this coming season.
And sure, you have maybe the upper hand at already having a year under your belt, but you have to go out and work for your spot on that kind of varsity squad, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing's given. We've got some really competitive guys coming in. They want every spot, like, just as much as I do. So, you know, got to put in the work, and, yeah, nothing's given to you.
Well, the days are counting down, Isaac. I know it's been probably a pretty fast summer. You're keeping in shape. You're still playing. I take it a lot of tennis just to get ready for the start of the season coming up here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. You know, I try to take advantage of the facilities we have here. It's a bit tough sometimes, you know. A lot of the teammates are back home for the summer. But, you know, I got a couple guys here I can hit with. And, you know, we have a ball machine I can hit on that and run on the track and that sort of thing. So, yeah, just trying to do what I can to stay in shape and keep the tennis clean. So,
what's the one thing in your game, one or two things in your game you want to see improvement? I'm sure you saw a lot of improvement last year as a freshman in college. Now, sophomore year, hey, I've got to get better at what?
Yeah, the serve's got to get better for me. You know, it improved last year. It's kind of something that in high school I didn't need to rely on as long as I could get the points started. But, you know, these guys in college, they're a lot solid on their returns, so not going to get as much free points. So it's something I need to work on. And then double faults started to come heavy for me towards the end of the season last year. So that's something that I'd like to clean up a bit, and I think I can do that. So.
And, of course, academically, getting ready for year two as well. You feel academic-wise, you adjusted to the college scene a little bit more in the classrooms, and everything went well as far as your grades?
Yeah, I mean, went great. Yeah, the biggest thing is kind of time management. It's a bit different from high school where, you know, you go to your class for an hour and you go to, you know, your next class. You know, it's have some free time in between, so kind of need to learn how to manage that. And kind of tough once the season gets going, but kind of learn to adjust, and I think next year is going to be pretty good. So,
you've been watching some Wimbledon. I'm sure you're keeping track of that a little bit when you can.
Oh, yep. Yep. It's been a pretty good tournament so far. So,
everything gone at what has in the men's division, what you had thought, or maybe some upsets you maybe happened that you didn't think were going to happen?
Well, you know, I figured Djokovic was going to be as dominant as he's as he's been doing right now, so it's not much of a surprise to me. But big one for me is Chris Eubanks, the American. He's kind of been grinding it out through the Challenger Tour, and he's really having a breakthrough, so it's very good to see.